This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Thursday, the 18th of June. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And you're here on the DJV program. Kind of a cool thing. I want to go back a little bit, ladies. It is not cool sometimes when you're doing a syndicated program that's heard different hours. Like this show is heard early in the morning on some stations, morning drive on others, and mid-mornings on yet more stations. So when I talk about what we talked about before, I have to give some background to it. So for those who are wondering where I'm coming from, we were talking about all of the labels for various food products like Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's. And it came to me that we don't understand what converted rice is. Uncle Ben's product, it was Uncle Ben's converted rice. Converted from what to what? Has nothing to do with the Black Lives Matter movement, but I think it is.
I've never heard that term before.
Yeah, hey, look at the box. If you look at the box of Uncle Ben's, it was called Uncle Ben's Converted Rice. So what I want to know is, what is it converted from? I never even thought about this. We had rice all the time when I was a kid, and it was Uncle Ben's. Always, nobody bought it. What other rice was there? It was always Uncle Ben's rice. And I remember seeing on the box, Uncle Ben's Converted Rice. So I leave it to you to figure out what converted rice is, because I don't know. It was associated, though, with Uncle Ben, that's for sure. A couple of items from the world of radio. I was talking about Arnold Stern. Howard Stern got re-upped, even though he did the blackface thing, because he makes a lot of money. So a couple of other shop talk things. This is something I have long railed against. And because it's budget time, it's something that needs more scrutiny. I remember when Mrs. Clinton was running for whatever office she was running for at the time, there was a move to cut the budget at PBS. And she whined, as a matter of fact, she almost cried, Barney! They're going to cut Barney! No! And then
I thought it was Big Bird.
It was a Big Bird? Okay. They're going to cut Big Bird! And I thought it was Barney. You sure it was Big Bird? Maybe.
It was actually both of them. You're both right. Barney and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. So now the people at PBS are whining because they're going to cut 10% of the staff on most of the public radio, whether it's the state radio networks or the national radio networks. And all I can say to that is good, because the excesses that we have paid for as taxpayers are just damned outrageous. And because I know from the inside, having gone through some of the exercises to try to get some shows on PBR, public radio, it just is, if you listen to any of the good shows, at the end they have a list of people who are producers. You ever do that? Ladies, you know what it's like in this business.
Yep.
So there's credits. This guy who credits for everything. There are a dozen people that are involved in a 1 hour show, which is, you talk about extraordinarily ridiculous. It's overkill. But because they had public money, they could do whatever they wanted, hire as many people as they want, yada, yada. So we continue to flood their coffers with our tax money when they don't need it. And now it's coming home to roost because the public money is being not cut out, but being cut back, as it well should be. But donations are cut because people don't have the money. And so now they're having to face their excesses, and I just say it's good. You're not going to lose anything. You listen to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me or any of some of these other shows that are on that are popular. That's not going to change. But just as a matter of an aside, kind of, the excesses are extreme. So having said that, you have a story about sex, Jennifer. Whose and what?
Well,
and why and where?
It's not great news, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Apparently, Americans are having less sex, and there's a surprising group that is really demonstrating this, and that is young heterosexual men who are reporting less sexual activity per a study that looks at the past 18 years of activity. Now, obviously, we all need sex for reproduction and all of that. But what this is showing us is not necessarily about people reproducing, but how people are socializing. This is a study that was published on June 12th in JAMA. I know you all get that. And researchers analyzed
survey responses. Journal of the American Medical Association.
Medical Association, right. Researchers analyzed survey responses between 2000 and 2018 to look at the frequency of sexual activity and the number of sexual partners for men and women between the ages of 18 and 44. With few exceptions, sexual activity is actually on a decline, especially among young men and especially in the most recent of times. Nearly a third of men aged 18 to 24 reported no sexual partners over the previous year. I mean, have you seen those guys, though? It's a lot of, like, the facial. It's just a lot happening. That was over the previous year in 2016 through 2018. It was up from 18.3% in 2000. The drop was really sharp among men who were unemployed or reported lower income, as TLC liked to call them, the scrubs.
Doug won't get that, but that's awesome.
I don't get it.
It's a song. I don't want no scrub. A scrub is a guy that can't get it. The percentage of women who reported no sexual partners also increased over the same time period, but less sharply. The only exception was women aged 35 to 44. So, in a commentary that appeared with the study, there was a psychologist, Jean Twenge, who outlined a few explanations for what's going on, for this drop in sexual activity. And they say it's a delay in achieving the general markers of adulthood, right? People are staying at home longer. Maybe they don't have the opportunity to get their groove on. They may have also a better accessibility to online films, pictures, movies, that sort of thing. Sexual frequency has also been decreasing among married and older people who presumably have already reached their adulthood. And so Twinge argues that there's a clear link between pornography consumption and reduced sexual activity. How about that?
For men or for women?
For everybody, just across the board.
If the women don't have partners because the men aren't having sex, then where are they going to have... What are they doing?
So you're saying guys who are watching porn are not actually having sex.
That's what they're saying. That people instead, they've replaced having those real human connections with just watching
it on the internet. What are single people supposed to be doing for the last 3 months?
Well, especially, and I think that's why this caught my attention so much, because we've talked about how hard it is to be single right now and to date, because where do you go? It's not like you can even really hang out at the grocery store looking at the melons. You certainly can't go to a bar. I mean, what are you going to do? Right. So they also say that the internet, and this psychologist said that the internet is actually the real culprit in our downfall of sexuality, because digital entertainment of all sorts is available on demand. People are spending so much time online that they're not actually going face-to-face in social interaction. And even dating is being done mostly online at this point instead of in person. A new report from the Brookings Institution estimates that the U.S. could actually see 500,000 fewer births next year because of the COVID-19 recession.
Control.
Well, yeah, automatically, right? And so the bottom line, I guess, is that we'd rather get close and intimate with our cell phones than with the loved one in our life. How about that? Kind of interesting, right?
All right. So let's go to California.
Doug's
where you
like,
are.
Can you send me a list of sites?
Why do you find that so amusing?
Recommended reading.
Right.
Excuse me. It's kind of impertinent. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So can we go to L.A. County now for a moment while we have Jennifer's services here? The situation with the coronavirus in nursing homes and just in general in the counties around Los Angeles as a sort of a relative comparative to the predictions that the death toll is going to hit 200,000 sometime this fall. Why should anybody be surprised about that? Look around at the
Well, it's not a surprise. It's just it moved it up. They moved it up in how fast it's going to hit us. So it's earlier. It's going to hit in September rather than October. So that's the only difference.
That means it'll be over sooner, too. frankly, because the spike will...
Well, I don't know. Up we hope. Down.
I don't know. Well, L.A. has seen an uptick in cases. We're actually... L.A. County is really being watched now as a hot spot. This is actually the first time today, mark it down, is actually the first time I directly know two people who have had coronavirus or actually dealing with it right now. So it's taken a while, I think, for it to actually infiltrate its way into my social circle in Los Angeles. But the cases are on the rise. But they are now allowing people back into nursing homes. That was the big ta-da moment. And it's about time is all I can say. I think it is so ridiculous that we have taken people's freedoms away from being able to manage the health care of their loved ones and those the most vulnerable. I am literally outraged right now because
I told you the story about my stepmother, right?
Yeah, and I told you the story about my friend who works in the theater business out here, and he lost his mother to a broken heart. But right now, just to make this point, I have... Yeah. My dad's girlfriend, partner of 10-plus years, her father is very, very ill and has been in the hospital, and they are not allowing the family members in there to advocate for him. And I am spitting nails right now because we are able to go play pickleball, but someone can't be with their father who is in a really bad state.
Tell some of these stories on your local...
Absolutely. And you know what? I'm so moved by this particularly that I'm not kidding around when I say that I'm thinking about going to some lawyer friends that I have that have been suing the governor to open hair salons because this is just
unbelievable. They're more important than nursing homes.
Right? I mean, believe me, I want my highlights done, but this is really inhumane.
What about your husband's, was it grandmother?
Yeah.
Who died? She was in a nursing home too, right? Or was
No, not at all. She was in a hospital. She was living at home with his parents and his sister. She was taken by ambulance because she couldn't breathe, and then within 24 hours she was gone. But she died alone in the hospital, and this was like March 26th. So it was just at the height of, and we hadn't even hit the peak yet in New York, but we were well on our way. And so no one was allowed to visit, and she never, you know, no one got to say goodbye. It was horrible. It's tragic. And that happens to so many people. They're just, it's
so, as a result.
But I agree with
the,
Jen though, on the nursing home thing. Having an advocate is very important for one.
Yeah.
I don't understand if they, and I know it depends on where you are. Like in New York and New Jersey, the nursing home deaths it was just rampant. It was running through nursing homes. And they had
running
to put a
through
plug.
Nursing homes here. Over half the deaths in California have been in nursing homes.
All right, some guy got thrown off an American Airlines plane yesterday in L.A. because he wouldn't put a mask on.
Yeah, that's the new rule. They can airlines have all come out and said, if you're not going to wear a mask, we can boot you from the plane, or we can just refuse you to even allowed to board. Like if you don't have the mask and then keep it on,
So what's the connection between this and the airlines not serving alcohol anymore?
I think they're just cutting back on serving everything, right?
Yeah.
What does he say?
Just to limit the contact.
Oh. I said they're joy killers. Everybody's killing our joy.
Really?
Well, because if people drink a lot and then they take their mask off, then I
they
get it.
Well, they take their mask off to eat.
Alcohol is disinfecting, Victoria.
Right? I know. Look, I am not advocating for not drinking. I'm just saying I understand that, you know, the drunker people get, the harder it will be to keep them in a mask and keep them under control. I get that.
Yeah. All right. There it is. We have, I don't know, there's more of the COVID stuff for China. Maybe we'll spend a little time on it in the next half hour. Time for us now to spend some time on your teeth and how well they're doing or not. Are you like Jennifer, drinking coffee in the morning and wine at night? I got sun in the morning and the moon at night. I got the coffee in the morning and the wine at night. So that'll put a damper on your smile for sure because it colors up your teeth. Along comes Power Swabs, the tooth whitening product that's all natural. It uses patented tooth detergents and whitening agents to lighten the stains, to extract the stains from your enamel, not eat into your enamel like all the other things that you could use to whiten up your teeth. But they don't do your teeth any good. They just whiten up your smile. This is good for your teeth and good for your smile. It's called Power Swabs. You can get them now by going to powerswabs.com. Use the discount code DJV10, DJV10. You get 40% off the retail, then another $10 because you're listening to the DJV show. Powerswabs.com. Whiten up those teeth. 21 after the hour.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We're already back. Can you believe it's been a week, Victoria, since we had our Throwback Thursday exercise? Wow, time flies when you're having fun. And this is so much fun for our audience. It's wonderful that we have the ability to pick the top five songs from a week. And it's from this week in 1969 that we focus, starting with Three Dog Night at number five. One is the loneliest number that I've ever experienced or heard. All right, so crack this up, Phil. Do you remember this, Victoria? You don't remember it.
I know the song. Yeah.
One is the loneliest number you ever heard, ever used. I'm trying to remember. Three Dog Night was one of those husky-horsey groups that told some pretty good stories. This is not a bad story. It's not the greatest song in the world, but I'll tell you, number four is one of the most fabulous tunes ever done by anybody. Marvin Gaye. Too busy thinking about my baby. Crank this up. This is worth all of our efforts, Phil. Instrumentation from the Funk Brothers working on Motown. Crank it up a little more, Phil. This guy has fabulous talent. The old man took care of that, though. But he... All right, just get to the line. Ain't got time for nothing else. All right, too busy thinking about my baby. Number three, also one of the great Elvis tunes from this week in 69. He'd already had 14, 15 number ones by this time. This was... He was not known for storytelling, but this was quite a story. You're gonna be an angry old man. And the only reason that this... Elvis was not associated with any movements at all, but the only reason this song got airplay and the message got out is because it was sung by Elvis. Otherwise, this song would never... Anybody else did this song, wouldn't have gotten anywhere. But it is an obvious story about what was happening. It's during the first...
go around, 64 to 69, all during the. There was lots of tumult in our country at this time. This addresses that.
Same now, right?
Yeah, it is. Right?
It feels like I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Laurel Canyon and that whole music movement, which was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
That, like, I don't know. I feel like we're on the precipice of another great music movement.
Yeah.
You know, like, because tumultuous times are, that's where when artists arrive.
Yeah, and that's what this is a perfect example of.
Yeah.
Right. Number two, nothing in protest mode here. It's just CCR doing one of their great tunes. Nothing to this song, anything, except it's CCR. Typical CCR stuff. Number two this week, they had such a wonderful way, a unique way. Bad Moon Rising, number two. You know this song, Victoria?
Of course. I've seen Fogerty a couple times in concert. Creedence, love him. He still sounds great.
Yeah, still good. All right, number one. This is kind of a unique song for the Beatles, but remember, this is at the end of their run. And they're here with somebody that was referred to often as the fifth Beatle. Billy Preston was great friends, great on the piano. The Beatles loved him. So he's on this. Get Back for 5 weeks. At number one, the Beatles and Billy Preston, Get Back. And listen to the Paul on the guitar there. Oh, Paul does most of the singing on this as well. All right, so that's it. Top five songs this week in 1969. Here, Throwback Thursday on the DJV Show.
What's more important, how you look or how you feel? Well, with Calitrin, you don't have to choose. Calitrin has been proven safe and effective for weight loss and energy for over 20 years. It not only helps you look better, but it's actually good for you, so you feel better, too.
My name is Ann from North Carolina. I am in love with Calitrin. I have lost multiple inches and about 20 pounds in a little over 2 months.
This is Mike from California. I take Calitrin, and I feel great. I have a lot of energy, and it's been fantastic.
I started using Calitrin 10 months ago, and I just love it. I had to go buy all new pants. I had started not fitting. Everything was too big. People ask me what I'm doing, and I always tell them I'm doing Calitrin. So I just really, really feel this is a wonderful product for people to try.
See, it's not just another diet product. It's Calitrin. For more information, visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Georgia, Fulton County DA Paul Howard said yesterday he is grateful for the cooperation of one of the officers involved in the recent police shooting death of Rayshard Brooks. Howard commended Officer Devin Brosnan, saying that it indicated he'll become a state's witness against his colleague who allegedly pulled the trigger, killing the black suspect earlier this month as he was running away from the officers.
He would become one of the first police officers to actually indicate that he is willing to testify against someone in his own department.
But a lawyer for Brosnan says not so fast. Late last night, his attorney said Brosnan has not in any way agreed agreed to any plea deal. Rosnan still currently faces 3 charges of aggravated assault in the case. His colleague, Officer Garrett Roll, faces a long list of charges, including murder. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a 1-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
With the recent Black Lives Matter protests, many big companies are rethinking their branding. Owners of the iconic Aunt Jemima brand have decided to make major changes to their logo. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
The brand, its logo, and trademark image of what some used to call the Pancake Mammy has been around since 1893. It was already legendary when this TV ad was aired in the late 1950s.
For generations, frosty mornings have seemed warmer with stacks of
Aunt Jemima buckwheats.
It's the same today.
Well, not for much longer. Current owner Quaker, which is a PepsiCo subsidiary, says it's now getting rid of the logo and changing the name, as what many regard now as racist symbols are coming under more and more intense scrutiny, especially after recent deaths of African Americans at the hands of police. The Aunt Jemima character was based on an actual former slave named Nancy Green, and the original visual image was updated in the 1970s to look more like a modern black homemaker, but critics say the racist connotation remains, including the name Aunt Jemima, which comes from an old song performed by white performers in blackface. Quaker says ditching the image and the name is part of its effort to make progress towards racial equality. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You can listen to current or older newscasts anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Here we are on Thursday, the 18th of June. It is the DJV program to which you are listening. The correct pronoun is which, because we are, that refers to the program, an impersonal pronoun. If we were to refer to the people on the air, it would be a personal, like her. Jennifer then is not here, but Victoria is. So we're listening to her, or she is the star of the show. Get it? There's our English lesson for today. I'm Doug Steffen.
That wasn't confusing at all.
Was it good? She got it. Well, we had to explain to Jennifer. What was it I was explaining? The KKK in that town in Texas. Didn't quite figure that one out. Today is Autistic Pride Day, which celebrates autistic identity, the neurodiversity of those on the autism spectrum, and the potential they have to live fulfilling lives. How closely associated do you think, Victoria, autism is to ADHD, for example, or some of the things related to that? And that is the connection, the synapse in the brain, things we were talking about with regard to that new video that's supposed to help you get out of ADHD. Could there be one for that would help autism? Because autism is...
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't even want to speculate because it's a very sensitive issue, and I have no idea what I'm talking about, and I admit that freely. So I don't even want to go down that road because it's such a tough thing that parents and kids deal with, and it's horrible. And it's one in
it's frustrating. 15, it's a very
one in 59 kids in America is now on the the spectrum.
There's a reason for that because never was the case before.
It wasn't when I was growing up, and I don't know. I know there's a lot of theories about it. Obviously,
which one do you think holds the most water? Which one of the theories about why there are so many more do you think is the one that's right?
Well, I think there are a lot of theories, and I don't think it's just one thing. But I think that environmentally, we've got a lot of things that we should be addressing: the water we drink, the food we eat, the pesticides on our foods. I think that there are so many things, you know, a lot of, I've seen, and this started with Jenny McCarthy. Her son is autistic and wasn't speaking. And when she, you know, the thing is, like, anytime somebody goes against what everyone just accepts as, like, herd mentality, you know, she was lambasted for saying that there were too many vaccines happening for kids. And that her son Evan wasn't speaking. And so she put him on a gluten-free diet. And I've heard a lot of autistic stories, parents who put their kids on gluten-free diets, and the kids get better. And so now her son speaks, and he's made a lot of progress. And it's a very tough thing for parents to deal with. The divorce rate of couples who have autistic kids is the highest of any other category. It's just, it's a heartbreaking thing to deal with.
Well, but the reality is that we have all these new things. You're right. The environment is much more... a combatant. I mean, I think we are combating this. It's an attack on our senses and on our body, the stuff that's in the air. But there are things that are around that are artificially being, you know, you get the, if we don't like the AMA for one reason or another, you don't trust them, you know, there are certain things, you know, there are antipathy to some of the things that are good in dealing with the Chinese virus that they don't want to sign on to because they're not drug-related. And the business about vaccines, I'm convinced by those who I know and trust that we have way too many vaccines. There are some that are necessary, maybe four, five, maybe half a dozen. But you get this cocktail of stuff put into your body, and everybody's chemistry, we all have the same chemical makeup, but it interacts differently in everybody's body. That's why some people can drink a six-pack of beer and it doesn't bother them at all, and other people can have, like me, I can get a whiff of it and I'm done. It's the chemical reaction that your body has to these various things. And I think that's what holds in autism. A lot of these people that get these shots, I think there are other things that that also contribute to it because of the technology that we're around and how much we use it and what it does to our brain. There's all kinds of stuff. What we're doing, however, I think, without wanting to acknowledge it, is screwing up a lot of people unnecessarily in as kids and into adulthood. We're screwing them up, becoming dependent on national social programs that they wouldn't, and then unproductive. They wouldn't have to do that if we weren't so enamored with the drug culture. And I don't mean the drug culture like
pharmaceutical drugs.
Pharmaceutical drugs.
Yeah.
We have a pharmaceutical drug culture. Yeah. Look at television any night.
It's every
commercial.
All those
damn ads. Right. Exactly.
Every commercial, and all of the drugs seem to have the same side effects.
Yeah. Exactly. You could die. It shows you how stupid, but yet how effective it is. They spend 15 seconds of the 60 seconds telling you why the drug is good, and then 45 seconds why you shouldn't take it because it'll kill you. What the hell sense does that make to anybody? All right, I want to talk about John Bolton's book just because I want to hear you call him a jackass. Something about that.
I have never been a fan of Bolton.
Me, I'm worse than you are on him.
Yeah.
My God, this guy.
Yeah. So, you know what? I don't know who wants to read this book, but I don't know. I think that what he did was, if he's claiming to be some fabulous patriot, well, if he was really this concerned about Trump and China and asking, this is his quote, that he that Trump requested Chinese help to win the 2020 election. He said that...
Where's the proof? Is the proof in the book that he did that?
I don't know. Is the proof for... I have no idea. So I'm not going to be reading this book. He also said that the president argued that Venezuela was part of the U.S. and that he casually offered to intervene in the criminal justice system for foreign leaders and that even his own senior officials mocked him behind his back and all this other stuff. So this is the kind of stuff that's in the book. But the thing is, if he was so concerned about the safety of our country with this president in office, then why did he refuse to testify during the impeachment inquiry? Because he was saving it for the book. So, you know what? To me, you do not deserve to have anyone else pay attention to you and now take you and your word at face value. You've lost that privilege. And I know so many people who are posting about this in social media right now on the left who are just furious with him saying, you know what? Too little, too late. We don't care what's in your stupid book. If you were really such a great patriot like you claim to be, then you would have done a lot more in the while the impeachment trial was going on. If you were sitting on all these bombs, then why didn't you come forward? Because you just wanted to save it for your book. Now with the pandemic and with everything happening with Black Lives Matter, who cares about this book? I don't know anyone who's going to read this book.
Exactly. Nah. Well, some people.
And he's got a cease and desist already from Trump. But I don't really care either way. I honestly don't. I don't have a horse in this race. But unfortunately for the Trump side, they sent it too late because these books have already been shipped out. So I don't know how do you tell someone not to read it? You know, telling people that they want Bolton to stop the publishing of the book, that has spiked the sales. So as soon as you tell somebody, oh, don't read that, then of course they want to read it. So but yes, to go back to your initial point, yes. Bolton is a jackass.
There you go. So who did I remember when Obama called, was it Kanye West that he called a jackass?
Yes.
It was Kanye West, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
He said he's brilliant, but he's a jackass. Which is, that's how I feel about him.
Yeah. Yeah. He is. There's something about that term. All right. JFK's the last. There were six children, sons and daughters of Joe Kennedy Sr. and Rose Kennedy. They're all dead now. The last of them, Gene Kennedy Smith, died last night at the age of 92. Longest living of all of the siblings. They all looked the same. If you look at the faces of the Kennedys, they all pretty much look the same. She, I remember she was ambassador to Ireland, I think when her brother was president. I can't remember, but if not then, later on. Very obviously the Kennedy family. It's the end of that line. But the grandson, her grandson, Joe Kennedy III, is it? I think he's the third. Is running for the Senate in Massachusetts against Malarkey. And he's got a fairly decent chance of beating him. The Malarkey forces are out and trying to, you know, stem the tide. In my town of Framingham, which I think has three Republicans in it, they tend to stick with the old-line Democrats here. And so there's a big group trying to save Malarkey, get his votes. I'm talking about Congressman. Well, he was Congressman Senator Markey. He's Malarkey though, because he's so full of baloney and full of himself. All right, so that's our political roundup for the day, boys and girls. Question about North Korea and why they are deploying troops to the border. I sound like a New Englander. The state media there, North Korea, says the country sending troops to the DMZ. Following the release of a video from South Korea in which North Korea can be seen blowing up a joint liaison office near the DMZ. The building's been empty for months. So they blow up a building. So that's...
That was supposed to be symbolic that the talks are now off the table. Because apparently that building would have been used or was used for offices of some sort of communication, international communications or whatever. So he blew up the building to show that there are going to be no more talks.
Right. Well, I guess that's kind of making a point, isn't it? Make a point.
If you want to blow up your own building, go for it. You know, that's... it doesn't make a lot of sense.
Where do these people come from? Good God. All right, we have a radio program that airs every week. That I was thinking about it because we were talking earlier about Mercury going retrograde. And, in fact, there are six planets that either are in retrograde or are there now. So for the summer, or at least the next 3 weeks, all six of these planets will be simultaneously looking in the sky like they're going backwards. And that's a sign of strange and, in some cases, wonderful things. Maybe this summer and through the rest of the year, not so wonderful, because there are any number of problems associated in the past when these planets have all been in the same place in the sky. And so whether you believe in this stuff or not, Uri Geller says it's synchronicity, and he's predicting a long, hot summer. You can hear the story behind that story on episode 147 of Your Hidden Power. That's episode 147. They're all chronological. 146 was the discussion of how thoughts become things, one of my favorite philosophies. I certainly have talked a lot about this over the years, talked a lot to people who are top achievers in this area, and I believe that they believe, and when you get the information and go through it thoroughly, you can see the direct connection with how thoughts become things. Find out how that works. And our usual visit from Uri Geller and our psychic scout, Mary O'Malley, astrologer Laura Banks, all a part of Your Hidden Power podcast every week at yourhiddenpowershow.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
During this time of self-isolation, many of us have amped up our screen time, binging on Netflix movies, social media, and gaming. But too much screen time can negatively affect your mental health. So we asked clinical psychologist Dr. Mini Faccia for some tips.
So one of the things that I recommend is setting strong limits on how much information and screen time you give yourself. Pick 2 to 3 times in a day that you're going to dedicate to, you know, screen time, social media slash, you know, news watching or whatever. And pick also information that's from a credible source, not places that are sensationalized, spreading wrong information. You know, essentially, we're dealing with quite a traumatic experience right now, and we all handle and process trauma and stress differently. And it's important to set boundaries.
More on your tech and well-being tomorrow.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
One of the most exciting things that happened here is my ability or connection, if you will, to various products that are all natural that I enthusiastically support. People understand who I am, what I'm all about, what I do in my own life is what I talk about for commercial purposes. Well, that's what we talk about here. We talk about our lives, and I've been on this Calitrin program, Victoria, now off and on. I haven't had to be with it all the time. Like I started when I came back. I think we've all sort of wished that we were on it earlier. And now, you know, we can be on it. If you go to Calitrin.com or TopLoss.com, find out how you can lose weight the natural way. Use the code DJV for the best discount.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wait a minute. Another Batman movie. I think Chucker is obsessed, Victoria. What do you think?
I think so.
With the Batman. All right. And as I've said 100 times, I've said it once. I like Batman. That was the TV show. All right, Chucker. Batman returns.
Very interesting film. Yes. This week in movie history, Batman Returns, 1992, hit theaters. Lots to talk about here if you have an interest. One is second Tim Burton Batman.
If I don't, I'll listen anyway.
Do you speak for the last 3 hours? Let me speak for 2 minutes here.
Okay.
All right, fair enough. So Batman Returns opens in theaters 92. Highly anticipated. Batman, Tim Burton's first Batman film, was a huge hit. This movie was very polarizing, very dark material, totally a Tim Burton movie, more than a Batman movie. It's sort of like Tim Burton with Batman, Catwoman, and Penguin in it. It had a big advertising campaign with Burger King, and it got a lot of backlash because parents were like, why is this green goo coming out of Danny DeVito's mouth the whole movie, and it just a darker character. But then Warner Brothers winds up parting ways with Tim Burton. Michael Keaton leaves the franchise, and that really altered things going forward. But I got to say, Danny DeVito's Penguin in this movie is one of the most underrated, totally entertaining, fascinating movie characters in any superhero movie.
You know,
I love that performance.
He and Arnold Schwarzenegger are great friends, you know. And right. Schwarzenegger was in the next movie as the Iceman, wasn't he? Wasn't he in the Batman movie?
He was in the fourth one. He played Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin. A very juvenile entry in that franchise. But Michael Keaton was a great Bruce Wayne Batman in my opinion. Yeah. A lot of people think he's the best. I don't know. I think I love Christian Bale also, but and I think Ben Affleck did a great job. But I was a big Michael Keaton fan at the time, and it was really unusual for him, the guy who played Beetlejuice and Mr. Mom, to get Bruce Wayne Batman. But he pulled it off the stage,
stretch.
And he was really good. And Tim Burton gave all his Burton-isms to Batman Returns, and I think one of, if not his best overall movie.
Right.
So I am a big fan of Batman Returns.
Tell me what you think about this. Kristen Stewart is going to play Princess Di in this new movie. The movie's called Spencer, centering on a weekend around Christmas time in the 90s when Diana decided her marriage to Prince Charles was on its way out. Is there a worse casting?
You want to hear my gut?
This is the worst casting in the history of motion pictures.
I completely disagree. I think it's perfect casting. Yes, I do.
In what way?
She's hit or miss. She has the right look, and she actually can act if you give her the good right mix. Now I like this casting. I do very much.
Every movie, she's the same. She's got to nervously flip her hair, and her eyes, she's always got darting eyes. And then you add that in, and her little twitching kind of thing that she does.
She's
staring
in that
at the
last
floor.
Charlie's Angels.
And then she's
spoiled it for the other.
And then she's also now supposed to do a perfect British accent. This is terrible casting. This is going to be a horrible movie. Horrible.
Okay.
We'll take a bet, Chucker. We'll take a bet.
That's what makes the world go round, Doug. Everybody's got different opinions here.
Yeah.
No, but I like that casting. I agree. Everything Victoria said about her nervous twitch is there. But in some independent movies, she's done real good work. So I trust that
she didn't do good work in Charlie's Angels. So
I like
her. She was just there. You know what? The best thing about her in Charlie's Angels is that she looked really hot. The short blonde hair works for her, and I thought she looked the best she's ever looked. But other than that,
And that was 99% of the battle. Let's proceed.
Emma Corrin is going to be
the
new young Diana in the fourth season of Netflix's The Crown. That's an interesting issue. She's too young to play Diana.
I'm not familiar with
Kristen Stewart, frankly, what, The Crown?
The Crown on Netflix?
You don't know that movie?
I don't.
It's a serial.
Oh my God, that's been like the biggest, except for, what's the other one with Kevin Spacey that he got fired from? Except for that, The Crown is
the most
watched Netflix, Netflix show since.
Well, here's the thing. I watch AMC's The Walking Dead on an endless loop, so I don't break out of that
time
box
for The Crown.
Exactly.
The Crown, that was with Lithgow, was Winston Churchill, wasn't he?
Yes.
In The Crown?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was fabulous in that. He was fabulous in everything he does. All right, movie release delays, movies are going to streaming, lots of talk about that. We're going to ruin, these people are going to ruin a good business, man. Cut it out. More movies to when the movie theater is supposed to open, in 2 weeks? When are they opening? 4th of July weekend, right?
Some of them 4th of July weekend and some a week after.
Right, okay. All right, bring your mask and your popcorn. How do you eat the popcorn?
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.